Ah, mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hi, everyone. Here's a bonus trade from super angel investor Howard Lindzen. You can check out the full episode with Howard at www.realvision.com/my-life-in-4-trades. Be sure to use the numeral 4 when you search. So I want to ask you, I'm sure in this role when you're sort of advising all of these family members and young people, how do you handle stress? Because it's a big part of this, I think, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're investing or trading or dealing with the markets or frankly dealing with the kind of environment we're in right now. What do you do to handle stress?
I think that's the number one question, because I was lucky that I have this sense of humor and friends around me and Twitter and the internet and stock twits and now I get to give advice, but like I didn't have good mentors, you know. I left home and I went to the United States and I didn't model well for building mentors. And boy, if you don't have the right mentors, you just really end up blowing up a lot, right? You model bad behavior and you blow up. So anxiety was real for me, not depression, luckily, but anxiety was very high. And for me, it was therapy, finding the right person. Drugs have worked phenomenally well. Like people don't talk about it. It's not for everybody, like the chemical route, but I believe that your body chemicals change, and I've done enough. You know, there's trade-offs, you know, there's side effects of drugs, obviously, but I've tried everything and I've found peace with chemicals. Some people are very anti-chemicals. So for some people, it's, you know, anxiety for me, Lexapro worked. And, you know, so I try and find the lowest dose possible that makes me the best person I am, combined with physical workouts and just, you know, I'm just kind of lucky, I guess, and sun. So, you know, you got to put yourself in the right environment. And in today's world where kids can live wherever they want and in a mobile generation, these are all possible things. But for me, it was sun. It's chemicals. It's a great network of friends. And luckily now I have capital, which kids don't have at the beginning. And so at the beginning, it's just being realistic too about like how long it's going to take to build wealth, and kind of just grinding it out. There is very hard to get rich quick. You know, if you're an athlete, yeah. Like I'm friends with some athletes and they're 29 years old and they just signed $30 million contracts. And I always tell them, you're just so lucky. You're just so smart. And now you see these athletes and they're investing and they don't want to be broadcasters. They want to learn to be rich in their 50s. Mm. But they have a nest egg to start with, or they have a stake. Kids today don't have stakes. They also have debt. It's also very expensive to live in a big city. So it's really hard. These kids are definitely anxious. And they have a phone where people are yelling at them all the time and judging them. So anxiety is a real issue. And that's why I like being like a voice to these young kids saying, you're doing fine. But find a path that works for you. The sooner you do what you like, the happier you'll be. And at least in a world of TikTok and Twitter and YouTube and Shopify and Slack and Zoom and River, you know what I mean? And podcasting, boy, you know, shouldn't lie to yourself, right? Like the old generation had to lie to themselves a lot. They didn't have the ability to cross borders, or maybe we can't cross borders, but they didn't have a chance to live exactly where they wanted to live. With all that going for you, make sure you do that first. And then the next thing is get some mentors. Use these tools to find some mentors. And then the last thing is the faster you can get into what you want to do and build domain experience, the better. I wasted 10 years in my life as a hedge fund guy. That is ridiculous. I wasted my prime years wandering around in the wild. So if I can save people 10 years of their life, that would be great.
It's hard to admit sometimes that you're doing something you hate and you need to quit, to stop. Just don't do it anymore.
Correct. And so I give it founders this advice all the time. Are you sure you want to do this for 10 years? Like, that's my job, is to talk people out of starting a business, because it's 10 years, you know, and you're going to be.
Do you worry about isolation, about people feeling isolated?
Yeah, I mean, my daughter was working from home, and that's not a good way to get to start your career, is working from home. So, you know, we'll get back to work. We're already seeing it, right? Like, people are going out to events, and people are like, now they need to go back to work. We need some founders, and we need some boards to say, hey, guys, this work from home and Slack is cool, but you're not going to really, we're not going to survive in a world where everybody, that's a lie. We need the social, we need the mentorship, we need the in-person eye-to-eye growth that comes from mentorship. And there's a different type of leadership that comes in person versus over Zoom. So it's good to have both. But the great operators of this next thing, climate and energy, are not going to be working from home. They're going to be outside running around the world, cutting deals and understanding how the world works a little differently.
To hear the full episode with Howard, visit realvision.com/mylifeinfourtrades. And remember, use the numeral 4 when you search.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.